Hello and welcome again to Not Just a Raindao podcast. Today, Catherine is as usual with you and we are going deep into the next uncovered topic. I hope you enjoy my project and please, share my podcast with your friends. It will help me to discover new topics about LGBTQ+ society. Okay. Let's start. An official in the Vatican made a big splash in 2017 when they suggested that some Catholic saints were likely gay. LGBTQ+ people of faith have been honoring these saints as part of their own community for a long time. Here is a brief overview of some of the queer and holy individuals from Catholic and other spiritual backgrounds. Number 1. Perpetua and Felicity. During the early days of the Church in Africa, when Christians were facing persecution from Emperor Severus, Perpetua wrote about it in The Passion of Saint Perpetua, Saint Felicitas, and their companions. Both Perpetua and Felicity were locked up for being Christians, with Perpetua already having a kid and Felicity having hers while in prison. They lived together until they died in a Carthage arena, facing mauling by animals followed by beheading. Nowadays, they are known as the patron saints of lesbians. Number 2. John Henry Newman. The 19th-century British subversive scholar was declared a saint in 2010, even though people thought he could have been gay. He lived with Ambrose St. John for a while, and though they're said to have stayed abstinent, Newman wrote that St. John loved me with an intensity. Newman wanted to be laid to rest next to St. John. Number 3. Madre Juana de la Cruz. This 16th-century Spanish abbess said during her life that God had transformed her from a man to a woman in the womb. Her speeches even showed a version of Jesus and God that changed genders, which was so shocking for her era that the Church stopped her beatification process. Nowadays, she is praised and admired by the trans community, and in 2015, Pope Francis gave her back her venerable status, as reported by Q Spirit. Number 4. Lazarus. People have also speculated that Lazarus was the beloved disciple. Some people even think that Mary and Martha, Lazarus' sisters, were a lesbian couple when Jesus, Lazarus, and them all lived together. Whether this is true or not, the story of Lazarus being brought back to life is often seen as a metaphor for the experience of coming out, so it has become a beloved tale in the LGBT faith community. Number 5. John. There's still a lot of disagreement over who the beloved disciple in the Gospel of John is, with some people thinking it's Jesus' brother James. But many readings of the text throughout the years believe it's actually the Apostle John. According to this, verses that talk about the disciple lying on the Lord's chest have inspired artwork that suggests a romantic relationship between Jesus and John. This idea is discussed in Martti Nissinen and Kirsi Sjerna's book, Homoeroticism in the Biblical World, A Historical Perspective. Number 6. San Juan de la Cruz. This 16th-century Spanish saint was known for using homoerotic imagery in his poetry about his love of Christ, most notably in On a Dark Night. Terence Weldon even mentioned him in his book Queer Spirituality as an important figure to modern LGBT people of faith. Number 7. Hildegard of Bingen. Pope Benedict XVI declared this German nun a doctor of the Church in 2013, and many scholars think she had a strong emotional attraction to women, particularly her assistant Richardis von Stade. This was highlighted in the 2009 movie Vision, directed by German feminist director Margarethe von Trotta. Number 8. Francis of Assisi. Saint Francis of Assisi is known for giving up his luxuries to follow Christ, and for living a life of humility. But, according to Franciscan scholar Kevin Elphick, there's also evidence that Francis was breaking gender norms. He may have had romantic feelings for a man, and he even allowed a woman to join a monastery after she cut her hair and posed as a man, going by the name Brother Jacoba. Number 9. Brigid and Darladac. Some people think that the nun Brigid was the last high priestess of the Celtic goddess Brigid. Eventually, she became the most well-known female saint in Ireland. She and her soul friend, Darladac, were really close, they even shared a bed. Nowadays, they're celebrated in certain places as lesbian saints. Number 10. Blessed Bernardo Francisco de Hoyos y de Sena. This 18th-century priest thought of himself as married to not only the Catholic Church, but to Jesus Christ himself, as his biographer Henri Béchard tells it. Bernardo said that in a vision, Christ said to him, "Treat my glory as if it were that of a husband. Everything that's mine is yours, and everything you have is mine. What I am by nature, you share by the grace of God." The priest passed away at the age of 24, and was beatified in 2010. Number 11. Saints Boris and George the Hungarian. Boris and Bleg, his brother, were killed by followers of their half-brother Sviatopolk, and they're going to be the first saints the Russian Orthodox Church canonizes. Boris has special meaning for gay Christians because of his relationship with his servant George from Hungary. His killers dragged him away from George's arms and killed them both, but Boris forgave his attackers before his death. Number 12. Bernard of Clairvaux and Malachy of Armagh. Gay liberation theologian Richard Cleaver noted that Bernard of Clairvaux in medieval France had an extended friendship with the Archbishop Malachy. When Malachy, an Irishman who was later canonized, passed away in Bernard's arms, Bernard wore the deceased religious figure's clothing for the rest of his life. When Bernard died, he was buried next to Malachy at the church. Number 13. Ursula Vanter. The Black Madonna of Częstochowa is really well known and respected by religious people. Jesus in Love blog says it's also the inspiration for Ursula Vanter, who's a saint to lesbians and a mix of the Black Madonna and a Haitian Vodou goddess. Number 14. Joan of Arc. The topic of Joan of Arc's gender and sexuality is a big one, and Kelly DeVries dives into it in their essay, A Woman as a Leader of Men, in Fresh Verdicts on Joan of Arc. Obviously, Joan didn't abide by the gender expectations of her time, with her name being female but her lifestyle being gender fluid. This was a huge factor in why she was charged with heresy. Number 15. Saint Eward of Rivo. This 12th century abbot was in the court of King David of Scotland until 1134, when he joined the Cistercian Abbey of Rivo. Historians John Boswell and Brian Patrick Maguire think Eward was gay, but he still didn't think it was a good idea to have sex outside marriage. Organizations like the National Anglican Catholic Church and Integrity in the Episcopal Church in the U.S. have named Eward as the patron saint of gay-friendly groups such as the Order of Saint Eward. Number 16. Simeon of Emesa and John. Two 6th century Byzantine people went on a pilgrimage to Jerusalem and ended up in a same-sex relationship. They lived as hermits in the desert for nearly 30 years, until Simeon had to leave to form a church in Emesa. Both were honored as saints, and even celebrated on the same day. Number 17. Sergius and Bacchus. These two Romans, who would eventually become Christians, were referred to in Greek texts as erastai, or lovers. It's even thought that they had a brother-making ceremony to bond them together. In 303, they were put to death when they refused to participate in a sacrifice to Zeus. To humiliate them further, they were made to walk around in wedding dresses, proclaiming themselves as brides of Christ. Number 18. Sebastian. Many view Sebastian as the go-to patron saint for LGBT folks. He was killed in Rome in 288 by Emperor Diocletian. While there aren't any records about his romantic life or sexuality, a lot of Renaissance art shows him in homoerotic scenes, which implies a strong link to the LGBT community. Number 19. Polyucte and Nearchus. Back in the day of the early church, John Boswell, a Yale historian, reported that a few Roman soldiers were among the first same-sex couples. A church was eventually constructed in Constantine and dedicated to Polyucte, which scholars reckon is proof that same-sex partnerships were more accepted in the 3rd century than what the Catholic Church would acknowledge in the following centuries. Number 20. Wallada Petros. A bio written 30 years after her death discussed the connection between this 17th-century Ethiopian saint and Ejida Christos, a noblewoman who became a nun. They lived together, even though they'd promised to stay celibate, and were open about their romantic love for each other. It's time to finish. Please, share Not Just a Rainbow with your friends and ask them to subscribe for new episodes. All listeners are important to me, and I appreciate your interest and time. The next episode will cover a very hot topic, I swear. Good luck, guys, and take care. Bye-bye.